It's the All City Poetry Slam 2023. This is going down Saturday, November 11th at Detroit Public Theater. It's Detroit's poetry series. This is the best of the best. 12 city poets competing for $1,500 and the title of the All City Slam Champion of the Year. If you listen to the show, you know we're huge proponents of poetry in this city. I think this city has some of the greatest poets, some of the greatest griots, and everyone that writes poems here, great performers too. And one such performer who is the power behind this All-City Poetry event is Joel Fluent Green, the poet, the author, the educator, the Spirit of Detroit Award recipient. He's been a huge part of this poetry scene in Detroit. We had him on the show. Loved it so much, had to bring him back. Joel Fluent Green, welcome back to Culture Shifts.
Yeah, man, that intro, bro. I could just go home right now.
And that's it. Thanks for listening.
Right, thanks for listening, you guys. I'm going to take that with me. Right, turn the music up. What's up, Ryan? Thanks for having me back, bro.
This is exciting, man. We had you on talking about the semifinals that was leading up to this All-City Poetry Slam.
Yeah.
How did that one go, and how is this one taking the stakes a little bit higher?
Oh, man, the semifinals was crazy. We had 12 poets competing for $500, and the three poets that made it to the final round will be competing with nine poets that I picked from the community for the finals. And so that one, man, it was a packed house at Detroit Public Theater. It was a beautiful time. Shout out to everybody that was out there. Shout out to Remedy, who was our first place winner. She won $500. So she'll be competing against 11 killer poets, man, from all around, like Wayne, Oakland, Washtenaw, Macomb County, just coming through. It's going to be a crazy time. So I'm really excited about it.
Obviously, you bring a lot as the creator of this event and the curator behind it. But I think the magic of the All City series is a lot of this is basically you enter, whoever you are, it's basically like an open mic of sorts to be able to get into this competition. So it's less of like, oh, this is just what Joel thinks is good. This is really like open sourced to the community.
That's real. So I do slams on a regular basis throughout the year. And so those slams are the Half a Stack Poetry Slam where anybody from the community can enter. For this one, we have the semifinals. For the All City, we have the semifinals and we have the finals. The semifinals are open to everybody. Mm. You feel me? But what happens is the three poets that make it to the final round of semifinals move on to the finals, and they'll compete against nine poets that I pick. So I take that luxury only once a year because I know so many amazing poets, and it's nice to bring people in that maybe I see that don't perform as much, but they're really talented. So it's my chance to like bring people in from the community that I personally like. So I just take that luxury just once a year and make it happen. You know, that's my little thing. But that makes it a crazy competition because I pull in the best. Like everybody's good. Like you're judging.
I will
Let's
be
talk
judging.
About this, right?
I will be judging on Saturday at the Detroit Public Theater.
Hate to be you. It's gonna be rough. Man. It's gonna be rough.
Well, I've often said, you know, if I could sit on a jury professionally and make a living and just judge people all day, that would be the career I'd really kill for. I judged a talent show a couple years ago. They didn't have me back because I think I was too cruel.
Oh man.
So you know, I'm gonna be a tough year when it comes to these poets. And you're saying these are the best of the best. Yeah. I mean, what do these poets end up saying about the health of our poetry scene in this area?
Oh, I mean, these poets, they are the health of our poetry scene. They're performing all the time. They're the ones doing all the work. You know, I supply venues and opportunities and themes and mics and stages. But at the same time, this slam wouldn't be anything if it wasn't for them. You know, I host and I facilitate really well, and I'm proud of that. But these poets make the show crazy. You know, when the people go home, they're like, oh, the host was cool, but that poet I heard and that poet, they're like, yeah, that's the meat of the sandwich. So it's like, I'm all about that. So really, these poets, man, they are the health of this poetry scene. I'm so proud of the young poets coming up. This slam itself, we have a good representation of people that are like younger doing it right now, and also people that are maybe a little older and more seasoned. Can I shout my poets out real quick?
Please.
Okay, so we got Remedy, who won first place in the Half a Stack.
What was it about Remedy that made them the winner for that round? How do they stand out?
She just, you know, I think her stuff's really honest. It's really emotional. She comes from a very deep, honest, personal place, which a lot of poets do, but I think that she's kind of like the homie that is from the city that speaks for the kind of black woman I know growing up, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, which makes her stuff very relatable and really cool and really dope. So I dig that about her. But so she won. She took first place, got $500. Then we got Soulful Poetry, who's a young poet doing his thing in the city. Really amazing. He's one of my favorite poets in the city doing his thing. Galaxy, who is kind of like me. She's producing events, doing so much in the city. She's an author, just dropped a book. Shout out to her. Taj, is an amazing poet. He won one of my slams before a few months back. He's an amazing poet, so I had to bring him back. Ari Lane, she's doing her thing in the city, doing a lot of slams around the country. Ben Will, who's an amazing performer, actor. He was at a play, and he was did Passing Strange also at Detroit Public Theater. He's an amazing actor. Mercedes, who's really dope, and she's kind of like coming in on the low. I invited her in because I feel like she deserves more opportunity. She's really dope. I'm going to run through this real quick. Also, we got Masaki Takahashi coming out of Lansing, who is an amazing poet. He's an incredible poet, and I'm excited about him doing this slam. We got urban legend Obasaki, who has the coolest name in the city. He's an amazing poet. He actually was in the Motown Slam as well that I was privy to host. He's dope with it. True Avery coming up on the low again. Like, he's just another guy that's really talented, has a really esoteric type of vibe. Amazing, who, again, she's kind of like underdog, but at the same time, she's amazing. She's incredible. You get to see all these people. And then last but not least, I have to pick a wild card poet. I haven't decided yet. Ooh. So I got to find somebody from the community. So I'm still deciding who I'm going to bring in. But yeah, between these 11 poets and whoever I decide to bring in, it's going to be a crazy time.
Wow. Okay. So yes, for poets listening, watch your phone. Joel Fluent Green may be calling.
That's funny.
To make you the wild card poet upcoming All City Poetry Slam. It's going down on Saturday, November 11th at the Detroit Public Theater. This is the finals. This is the big leagues. 12 poets competing for $1,500. And of course, the bragging rights of being the All City Slam champion.
That's right.
And we're talking to Joel Fluent Green, who is the host and a creator of this event and a great poet in your own right. That's
Thank
why we
you,
had
man.
To have you back on the show, because I really enjoyed having you on last time. And I've learned here on Culture Shift, if you have a poet on the radio, you make them perform. It's a no-brainer. It's really one of the great powers of this medium to have poetry on the airwaves. And if there's one thing that is connecting all of us, I don't care if you love arts, if you hate the arts, if you listen to NPR, you don't, whatever, the Detroit Lions are bringing us all together right now because they're finally good. Sports, the ultimate common denominator. And you got quite a Lions fit on right now, Joel.
Thank you, man. Hey, shout out to Ty Mopkins. I got the Ty Mopkins Black History Month Lions boy on. It's pretty hot, so shout out to him.
And you came in and you said, okay, I got a poem. It's a little bit of a Lions poem, right?
Yeah. So I was happy and I was privileged enough to do a commissioned poem for the Lions for Black History Month this past February. And the video's on my Instagram and all that. It's really dope. It's called Detroit Shows Up. So I just kind of wanted to bring that back because, listen, I want to work for them again, of course. So hopefully someone from the Lions is listening.
We'll tag them.
But
then
also, we'll tag them. But, you know, they're 6-2 right now. They're everybody's believing in them. We're feeling the vibes. And just to give some good energy leading into this Sunday, I think I kind of want to bring that energy back real quick. So I never shared this poem outside of the commission gig. And I'm proud of this one because they gave me a lot of freedom to do my thing.
Detroit Shows Up.
Yeah, Detroit Shows Up.
Joel Fluent Green right now on Culture Shift.
Thank you, brother. Who knows grit more than us? Dedication more than us? We're the sun at dawn, dependable, a sonnet unforgettable, Detroit shows up. We bear the weather, bare bones, a rush, second shift workers on that city bus. We share one pride for family, community, working Monday morn to Saturday eve, saving Sundays for the unity, community in living rooms, basement, screens, small and large. Mama's kitchen, man cave in a garage, sports radio and cars, tailgates in Eastern Market. I see a Honolulu blue from near to afar. Our silver shines when the days are dark. We're from Detroit. Detroit shows up. Tell me, who's more faithful than us? Who works harder than us? We cheered the winds, the cry at the calls. We've cried the tears. Remotes were tossed together. We've been through it all. We expect tough. Still, we show up. We're not a running gag, a punchline, a sad story, depressing headline, an afterthought, or laughing stocks. We fought for every game we've got. Nothing ever came easy, not for us. We stack the boxes, sweep the dust, and steel-toe boots and cleats we trust. We're from Detroit. Detroit shows up.
Joel Fluent Green performing that Lions theme poem, Detroit Shows Up.
Hey, man.
Live here on Culture Shift on WDET. Of course, the Lions heading to the West Coast to take on the Los Angeles Chargers this weekend.
Let's go.
So I hope you hear a little bit of Joel in the back of your head as they play.
Right. A little echo. Nice.
Joel Fluitt Green is going to be hosting the All City Poetry Slam Saturday, November 11th. This is 12 poets competing for $1,500 and the title of All City Slam Champion. It's super easy to find. Just search All City Poetry Slam. Get your tickets. Likely to sell out, right, Joel? I mean, you've really built a following around this thing.
Yeah, definitely. Tickets are just $45. It's a great time. Like, it's a show. It's a full show. You're getting 12 of the best poets, and it's going to be a crazy time. It's going to be packed. We have about 200 seats open to the public. So get your tickets. Eventbrite. Definitely. I would definitely hop on that. Just search All City Poetry Slam or Joel Fluitt Green Presents.
You've really got your finger on the pulse of the poetry scene, Joel, and I wonder, when you see so many of these poets at the slams that you throw, do you start noticing threads of consciousness, things that seem to be on the minds of the poets? Because I think so much they're wrestling with the politics, strife, the stories that we're trying to like deal with every single day, and distilling that in a really beautiful way, helping us think about it in a different way. So do you end up noticing those different threads?
Yeah, there are some common themes that kind of come up. Being in Detroit, I will say we have a heavy population of Black poets. And so, you know, in our community, definitely there's some common things we all kind of deal with and talk about with amongst ourselves and amongst the world. And we share those things on stage. But, you know, poetry in itself, just humanity in general, I mean, I think people really want to be seen. The poets are the really sensitive people that kind of feel everything deeply. So me being a poet, you know, I feel things so hard. And so that's my chance to get things out on a stage or on a page or whatever. So I kind of feel like a kindred spirit with these poets because we're all kind of sensitive, feeling our way through lives. And we're the ones that describe the things that people think about, you know, the things that somebody, you know, might be feeling. They'll hear read a headline or something. We dissect it and kind of like lay it out in a way that kind of makes sense to everybody or just the people that's at least the person that's reading it and that feels it. You feel me? So there definitely are some common things, but it's just a raw humanity and just a really honest way of just like describing everyday experiences. Mm. Yeah, that's the vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of great poets here in the city of Detroit who are great writers but also insane performers.
Yes.
I don't know what that is about Detroit where most of these poets don't just sit solitary in a room. They bring this on stage.
We have a long tradition of stages, man, from like, you know, Pour Me Cafe, Cafe Mahogany, Key Club, even now that what they're doing in Highland Park at I think it's Rock Local. There's a spot, Glendale and Woodward, actually right there. They're doing some amazing stuff. Earl Sofa Cooper, I mentioned before, he's kind of leading that, him and some other like young poets. He's one of the people. And so we have a tradition standing where you got to come with your stuff because there's stages with really dope people performing all the time. When I was coming up, I wanted to be like these people that I heard. Mm. So it's like, you know, it's nice to come full circle and supply these same opportunities for the young poets and to see them being dope. I mean, these poets are amazing. They write stuff I could never imagine writing.
That's the attitude I think a lot of people have about Detroit. I remember talking to Flying Lotus, great producer and DJ. He's got family. He's related to Alice Coltrane, still has family in Southfield and stuff. He's like, when I come back to Detroit, you can't be whack. Like, you have to really take care of your business if you're going to come and perform here.
You do. Matter of fact, I need a Fly Low beat for my spoken word album coming out in 2024. Let's make the Southfield say less, fam. I'm over there.
All right, Joel Fluitt Green, before we let you go, I know you got one more short stack, I'll call it. Hey. A little shorty poem for us.
Yeah, this is for all the soul-fulfilling people. You know, this is NPR vibes right now, so I'm going to get my NPR voice going on. This is for the people at home sipping coffee or doing whatever you're doing while you're listening to the radio. And this is this is one of my favorite poems, so I hope you guys feel this, called Mason Dixon. I woke up with my mind on the Mason Dixon. I think I dreamt about a line that you leap across, hit the air, let the wind shake slavery off, and when you land, you're up north, and up north you're free. But I was born up north, what's up north for me? I was born up north, what's up north for me? I was born up north, ha, 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 ha. I woke up with my mind on the Mason Dixon. I think I dreamt about a line that you leap across, hit the air, let the wind shake slavery off, and when you land, you're up north, and up north we're free. But we was born up north, what's up north for we? We was born up north, what's up north for we? We was born up north, ha.
Joel Fluitt Green performing Mason Dixon, one of his great poems, one of the poems that helped him win a Gilda Award, part of the Kresge Artist Fellow from 2022. And Joel Fluent Green is the mastermind behind the All City Poetry Slam that's happening on Saturday, November 11th at the Detroit Public Theater. This is the finals. This is where 12 poets enter.
Yes.
$1,500 purse on the table, and only one All City Slam champion will emerge victorious. I don't care what they say. I like a little competition in the arts, all right? So come out to the All City Poetry Slam Saturday night. Joel Fluent Green will be your host. I have the honor of helping to judge these poets. It's going to be a great night. Joel, see you there.
You're going to do a great job. And shout out to Detroit Public Theater, by the way. Love you guys. Thank you for having me.
This is Culture Always. Shift on WDET.